We started working on his goyness. Paying attention. Paying attention is road to be tough. One does not pay attention, no chance to be tough. We're going to be beautiful psukim. David the Melech says, "Ani shochanti, shochavti, ani shochavti v'yishono. I lay down and fall asleep. Akitzoisi, I wake up. Yashem yismechein." He paid attention to going to sleep and getting up is Yashem yismechein. Hashem is supporting me, He's with me. Going to sleep is not simple and getting up is not simple. It's not the purpose of tonight's shiur to learn all the precarious things that can happen of not falling asleep and not getting up, both on a physiological level and on a spiritual level. But Hashem yismechein, that's the way it goes. Pay attention. We don't take it for granted that we can go to sleep or we can get up. But we're not nervous when we go to sleep. We're not only not nervous of not going to sleep, we're not nervous of things that stop us from going to sleep. Hashem is Hashem. Hashem is always with me, keeps me going. So that gives me the peace of mind to do all the things I have to do without being nervous. Another pasuk I've been working on. It's a beautiful pasuk also. V'yisvechu kol choytzei boch. The person puts his bitochen in Hashem to protect him. V'yisvechu. He's always happy. About bitochen is always happy. Lo yil miraneinu. We always sing out to Hashem. Where do we sing every day? Every morning, Suvi de Zimra. We sing the songs of David HaMelech. We pay attention to what we're saying. We'll sing them even. Before Kavar. I'm sure these good things. Hashem takes care of those who go with him. And it says, "Vatosef Aleinu." So the person who puts his bitochen Hashem to protect him, he's happy. Then the second stage, "Vatosef Aleinu." The fact that a person turns to Hashem, feels that Hashem is protecting him, that causes Hashem to protect him even more. The fact that we put ourselves in Hashem's hands, that creates a greater protection. And "Leila v'yavzu b'cho ayvei shemecha." Then the person comes to a high level of simcha, has a recognition that he has special shmir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Baruch Hashem, we all have special shmir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anybody who's nervous, it's important that at least at the end of the day or the beginning of the day, to thank Hashem that everything went well. They were so unsure of themselves that things will go well. If they went well, thank Hashem. Just to be continuously nervous, make things worse. The difference between how you're saying, well, we're relying on Hashem, but we also don't see everything cleaned up 1, 2, 3. It's a long process. We don't know when it's going to end. So what's the difference if I'm nervous or I'm relying on Hashem? It's a very major difference. Nervousness stems from being in doubt. I'm not sure if good things will happen to me or bad things will happen. And therefore I'm nervous. And the longer the period of time of doubt remains, the more nervous I get. The goal of Bitochen is to use the past experience of life, his voinidus. Paying attention to everything around us this past week, I don't know if anybody did it, to pay attention a little bit more to just the trees that were passing by, the amazing factory that Hashem set up in such a perfect fashion, that there's so many things that are essential for our life in such a even pretty fashion. But Kopanam in this way, and multitudes of things around us, we see how much Hashem is mecheni. Hashem is behind me wherever I'm going. He's with me wherever I'm going. Amazing. I know that Hashem is only going to do what's good for me. That gives me the vaday. There's no sekes, not in there. Only something good will happen to me. You say, maybe I will die. So we can't say this publicly, but if you die, it's because that was the best thing for you. But we're not aiming for dying. It's Hashem will have arichus yom. And rather, the more we put ourselves in Hashem's hands, the more we have protection. The more or the things will work out the way we want them to. Okay. Next, that. The Shnei Sherashim Akiva Milas is Boinei. Achidish. The word is Boinei, which means to look into things. This thing comes from two words. The word is building, Boinei, and Bino. Boinei is to build something. Bino is to have insight. To be able to infer from things what is behind it. He's saying that Bino, we know, is the Maven Dova Mitoch Dova. In modern Hebrew, they call artificial intelligence Bina Malachotit. It's not Bina. It's just amassing information. You may even talk Dovah, that's a special thing that we have. That we look at something and we can see what's behind it if we pay attention to it. So he's saying, by the fact we pay attention to things, then it gives us the ability to also look, build up our attitude towards the world by looking into what's behind things that we encounter in our lives. So like you said before, if a person just passes trees, he doesn't even notice the trees there. Every person, they ask him, are there any trees on the way to shul? Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Because he doesn't pay attention to them at all. I don't know if I said that all the time. I was speaking to somebody in America, and I was standing in a little garden. I was standing in the garden. He said, oh, that's very beautiful chirping you have over there. So what are you talking about? I said, don't you hear all the birds? There are like three different birds, different types of chirps going on. And I was embarrassed to admit that. I didn't even notice it. But Hashem made this whole orchestra over there. Three different types of chirps. Three different birds. Well, you just make this nice, pleasant background music for us. Yeah. But that's, like I said, I wasn't misbehaving. I didn't pay attention. When you pay attention to it, then you see it. You appreciate more there's something behind it. Hashem set up the world in a fashion that should be pleasant for us. So when we see the tree, or the flower, or whatever it is, we say Hashem made it in a way that's pleasant for us. It serves us in all kinds of different ways, and it's a very, very complex thing. Like we said, every leaf of the tree is a very complex factory converting solar energy into other types of energy which affect creating the type of compounds within the plant which are necessary for producing what the plant has to produce. And Hashem made it in a pleasant color, nice green color, nice calming color. Yeah. And not as only doing something for the tree, but like we said, it's the carbon dioxide cycle is primarily affected by trees. So it's making it possible for us to have the proper air and proper molecules that we need for life. And we think into that, how complex this is, the root system, the pumping system, bringing up the nutrients from the ground, separating the nutrients from the ground, and bringing them to the right place to produce the right things, to produce the fruits, whatever it is. It's amazing, amazing factor. You need a grape or a date or whatever you need. There's a half a dozen different minerals inside it. Exactly came in the right place in the right time, combined. Anyway, that's well, the more we pay attention to around, we see a beautiful world, and we basically get to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Rambam says, the way you come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to pay attention to the Bria. You see such a complex Bria that was created with all the different parts of it. Its complexity, its beauty, its chokhmah. That gives you a feeling of loving Hashem. I want to know this HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. Okay, now he's saying, the famous pasuk in Yeshayahu Novi, Sumar Meinechem Urumi Bar Eila. Lift your eyes up and pay attention. Who created all this? So David Melech is Boinin Ben V'Omar. This is not the Shayot, this is from the Tilling. Ki Ero Shemecho Maiseh V'Yisecho. I saw your heavens, you were created by Hashem. Your Reach, your Koichovim, Asher Konanto, the moon and all the multitudes of stars that you set up. Mo'enish Kisiv Gerenu V'Nedum Kisiv Kedenu. Tzarefo, who a human being is a speck. A lot of people have a problem with this. That could be the whole world was created for us. The universe, 14 billion light years, or however many big it is, with quadrillions of stars, more than quadrillions, billions and billions of stars, and we're just a nothing. It's true. So what is this humanity within that big, gigantic creation? You made him just a little bit less than God himself. You gave him honor and glory. We are the ones that are put to be in control of this entire Bria. He put everything under his legs. When we look up at the amazing universe that's there, then we also see opposition in the world. In other words, he's saying that women's brain, we're paying attention to it. This is really an amazingly gigantic universe, and everything is in the right position. You know, everything has to be in the right position in order to survive. Or you have different forces, gravitation forces, and other forces that cause things to interact. Forces are not set up properly, nothing would exist. How the image is, scientists don't have clarity how the forces work because of contradictions between the macro and the micro system of understanding mechanics. In the quantum physics, it explains everything on a micro level, and you have the different forces, the gravitational force, and the macro level, and you try to convert one to the other, solved by the research. So they're always trying to make up all kind of unknown matter and all kind of things to explain it, other dimensions. And yeah. That's part of what Hashem wanted to, with all our wisdom, to know. We have everything, they're both right. Each one explains properly a different way of looking at the world. Put everything together, yeah, we're still not there. And this will never be there. But anyway, so we see the greatness of the B'ri HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we see everything as a mahalas, as a rabbi. We see mahalasim, it's not problem with them, it's strengthening our mind. Hashem said everything in an organized fashion. Little by little, he's revealing to us the intricacies of what he's doing. That gives us a tremendous amount of awe. And then we see that the little stars in the sky is a lot more than you see. When the Psukim describes that, the unlimited amount of stars, the Radak in one of the Psukim says, Ein Mispar on the stars. He says, current scientists, this is 1,000 years ago, say there's only 1,000 some odd stars. So we have a question between Torah and science. As it were, yes. Torah says an unlimited amount of stars, and the scientist says only 2,000 stars. See, every generation has their problem. So the answer is, there's a lot more out there than the eye can see. That's his answer. Okay, so he's mechaven to today's. Now they say, oh, there's so many stars out there, how could it be the whole world is created for us? Doesn't bother us either, because we have the Torah's emes. Adarabah, Hashem wanted us to realize the greatness of mankind. With all this great, unbelievable, gigantic universe, it's all under our hands. We're the ones that are in charge of this world. We do Maisim Tovim, bring good to the entire world. And the other way around, Pastor Shov. Yeah. So he says, Boinus Atzmai. In other words, by his Boinus, you're paying attention. I see this as amazingly gigantic, complex world out there. And everything has a mahalak. It's organized. Equations to explain everything. Beautiful. There must be a creator behind it. It's so vastly big. And even so, with the tremendous size of it, everything is exactly in the right position, the right place. There's something behind this. I see there's a Boir Olam. That's my Bina. And I say, okay, there's a Boir Olam. What about me? And then I'm Boina myself. I build up myself to realize my greatness. But this whole thing was created for me. That's one of the most important things. It's not enough to recognize the greatness of Hashem. To recognize our greatness, our super powerful position in this world. But we have to know our super powerful position has nothing to do with us as independent characters. The person thinks he's the most powerful person in the world. In Hebrew we call that a Baal Gaivis. Baal Gaivis is a Baal Mum, like the Gemara says, something missing. He's limiting himself to himself. A Baal Gaivis limits himself to himself as big as he is. He could be 10 feet tall. He's 10 feet tall, that's it. He ends at 10 feet tall. He can lift 2 tons. That's his limitations, that's it. He's 10 feet tall, 2 tons, runs a 3-minute Ramayah, and that's all he is. That is a Baal Mum. We could do so much more than that. We are the ones that are unlimited power. We do mitzvahs, mitzvah kodesh lois elokim, strengthens the whole hanogah, like we saw in Rashi in the parasha. Filotim shel tzaddikim, napechas midas hadin, midas harachmin. We could change the whole hanogah of the world. It could be destruction in the world. We could stop it. We don't have to throw bombs, and we don't have to build dams. We'll do the right things. The work will be taken care of. Even if it needs physical labor, Hashem will find the people. That's not our strength. Our strength is that we are the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nation that invested the power to keep the world going in the best possible fashion. It's in our hands. So the person is the Vorot HaKadosh Bizmanu, Ilu Mekavne Shechine. Oh, most of us, maybe all of us do that tonight. Birchas HaKadosh, Birchas HaKadosh. You notice the new moon? Mekavne Shechine. Looks nice, the moon. Quarter of a circle. What's the deal? We all say, "El Moli Lizov Yisrael Hakul Pnei Avim Shemayim B'Amaz B'Chodesh Dayos." We would only once a month meet God. We're meeting God. We say a prophet. We dance a little bit. What a meeting! Meeting Hashem. He says, "Ben Yoin on the Rish." The fourth tag of prophet says, "Where are we meeting God?" So there's Bohu, Avapishin, and Hila. I can't physically see Hashem. Nirehu Aitekul Roisif Nifloisif. We know he's there by seeing the amazing creation. Like it says, Atakel Nistata Lekei Yisrael Mashiach. You're hidden, you hide yourself, but we know you're the one who's bringing the Yeshua. Abishata Mistata,
עדין שאוסר את המסגל ומכיר מויסר. וכן וכאן על ידי שמחדש קדושם ומסגל על בני עודם. The fact that the moon disappears and comes back, it's also a type of revelation. You know, things that are constant, you don't really see anything new happening. In the moon, we see that the moon has different stages. We see things are moving around, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of that.
Oh.
Now, yes, what is it between sunrise, sunset, and the new moon?
It's a good question. The sun at night, we don't see the sun, it comes back.
The moon, we don't see it in the, at the end of the month, and it comes back.
So the whole difference is that one is once a month, and one is one every day.
It says in the Kanavi, the 2 days, we don't see the moon.
Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less.
And that causes a person to pay attention more. The sun is the exact same thing every day, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. No doubt, you don't even pay attention to it. The moon, if a person looks at the sky, today we have too much light pollution. In the olden days, when people, pay attention to what's going on in the heavens, you may see a strange situation. After a few days, the moon is not there. And that recognition that something's happening, something's changing, it's not just a regular thing, that's called Kabbalah's Nei Shechina. In other words, we pay attention, there is a Bria, there's a system going on over here. And that's seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Bria that it says, that they create. The Alpha from Kelm said that not like people mistakenly think that by saying the Bria Slavona, you make up Nei Shechina. But it's not the Brocha makes up automatic Kabbalah's Nei Shechina. You don't say that by every Brocha. His boyness, you pay attention to his scratches, the new thing that you see through the new moon, and you, that causes you to think that the creator behind this moon, that's Kabbalah's Nei. The Brocha is on the, he's saying a chiddush, the Brocha is on the chesed that we were zeichet to Mekai upon. Sounds like we're saying Brocha Levatolus.
Yeah,
so not as good a gach. Not a Brocha Levatolus. That's it, and Mekai is a Takonis Chazal. If you want to do it right, you look, oh, I see there's a system set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just the moon goes away, it comes back. There's a Boi Oilam. I pay attention to the one behind this Bria. That's Kabbalah's Nei Shechina. And that gives me excitement to say the Bracha.
There.
And he's saying, okay, after we've worked on looking at trees, now look at the more general big things in the sky. So pay attention to sun rising, sun setting. We'll look at the multitude of stars at night. The main thing is pay attention. There's so much out there. The Navi says to Maravilech, look up and see if the Creator holds it. Look at the star, and you, some of the things you're looking at are not one star, it's a billion stars, clusters of stars. Tremendous, gigantic. You see the amazing complex Bria that Hashem created, and like we said, that everything is in the right position to interact with each other, with each part of the Bria with the other one, and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was all put up there so we should appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the greatness of ourselves. I have a hobby when I have birds in front of me, just to watch them take off. It's an amazing thing. I still have to learn a little bit more to figure out how it works. But it's not just, you know, they're just standing in front of the flying. There's a lot of physics going on over there. It's a very complex thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's just, it's amazing to you. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that it wasn't good for us to fly, otherwise he would give us things also. No, so what would we do if we fly? Get into a mess too often. Sirach Manuzlam sometimes using flying, that's not a good thing. Human being has to be limited. Our body is one of the most limited. That's like we're saying, the voidness. So the voidness is paying attention to what's going on around us. We take that, when Mekau Pnei Hashechina, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's amazing Bria. A person goes to the bathroom. Pay attention, what happened over here? The most amazing thing. Put all this food into my body, and somehow my body processed it. It took what it needed, and what it didn't need it, and that whole system of not just getting rid of it. The filtering system is very, very complex to remove, but it didn't just go straight out. It decomposed. There's hundreds of billions of creatures inside our digestive system, bacteria that are decomposing it. And recently they barely removed it. They discovered that it's not just a garbage, whatever you call it, processing plant. But the body crashes, there are all kinds of different types of chemicals which are very essential for life. Some of the neurotransmitters that affect our whole matzav ruach, our whole spirit, are produced in that part of the large intestine. That's what we found out more recently. So every generation, we pay attention more and more when Hashem reveals to us more and more complexity of everything. And that gives us, number one, awe. I see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gives me the simcha of Hashem created this complex system so that I should have a pleasant life. And together with that also makes me appreciate my greatness. Hashem did all this for me. Because most of these things, the stars up there, who's appreciating the stars other than us? Human beings. And maybe some animals use it for whatever, bird flight or whatever, different things, used in ways we even don't use it. But I'm just saying. And like I said, we see that the tremendous greatness, size of the universe, it's all for me. Hashem is giving a message of God has told him my greatness. So, Hashem, this week we will pay attention to some physical phenomenon around us. If you want to use sunrise and sunset, that's good. Or looking at the stars, or if you have something else, we'll come back next week. Let's share some things that we thought about the feeling. And like we said, important, especially at this time, when we're in the eighth Sara, there's two ways of going through it. There's one way of going through it, it's just waiting for it to finish and just survive until it finishes. That's a tragedy, because Hashem gave us tremendous opportunity and we wasted it. And the other one is using it to change ourselves. Using it to realize our greatness. Using it to realize that we have the power of changing. Like we said, the Rashi and the Parsha. See the tzaddikim, apechas, mitzvah, zahim, and mitzvah. Tzvilas, astodim, astokis, mitzvah. All that is extremely, extremely powerful. Not to be mitzvah. Together with that, we'll give ourselves more peace of mind than when we burn in that. How everything was set up for us. Everything's here for us. We're in good hands. Hashem created the world for us. He's not out to destroy it. He wants to keep it going. And we're the ones he wants to keep it going for. Okay. Sometimes if we put our place. And